I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Diana Galbova reports for the New York Post that campaigning for Donald Trump in New Hampshire on January 20th, Representative Elise Stefanik said she would be, and I quote, honored, end quote, to be his vice president. Stefanik, who currently represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, said, and I quote, he's going to make the right decision. I trust him to make the right decision for him. So he's going to look for qualities that I think are important. I'd be proud to serve in a Trump administration in any capacity, end quote. Volunteers for Trump chanted VP after her remarks at one New Hampshire campaign stop for the former president. Read more about this story in the New York Post. Mid-Hudson News reports that dozens of members of Jewish federations of Ulster, Dutchess, and Orange counties thanked Representative Pat Ryan for his continued work to free hostages still being held by Hamas, including Americans and the families of Hudson Valley resident last week. Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, has seen weekly protests at his Kingston office calling for him to support a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. Nearby Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District has not seen similar protests or letters of support, even though he also does not back a ceasefire. The local members of the Jewish Federations gave Ryan a thank you letter with 400 signatures from local constituents. The letter also said, and I quote, as a number of anti-Semitic incidents continue to increase at an alarming rate, we applaud your continued effort to root out hate from the Hudson Valley, end quote. Ron David Gold, president of the Jewish Federation of Ulster County, called Ryan a, and I quote, true champion of the Hudson Valley Jewish community, end quote. Read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan again said on January 23rd that Central Hudson should not get its rate approval request approved by the Public Service Commission. On January 24th, Central Hudson proposed a double-digit rate request went before an Albany evidentiary hearing. Before that, Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, Hudson Valley families are feeling the pressure of making ends meet. Central Hudson has absolutely no business raising rates, especially after years of systematic failures, end quote. Central Hudson is asking New York Public Service Commission to increase rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%. The utility claims that would add roughly $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, electric customer and $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, natural gas customer. The Public Service Commission is not expected to decide on the rate increase until the second quarter of the year. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Representative Elise Stefanik has had a week of national headlines. Salon reports Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, called the cancellation of the January 22nd trial proceedings in writer E. Jean Carroll's defamation trial against Donald Trump, and I quote, blatant election interference, end quote. After a juror called in sick, the judge wanted to continue, but Trump attorney Alina Haba asked for an adjournment. So Stefanik is calling Trump's attorney's motion to delay the trial, and I quote, blatant election interference, end quote. Stefanik is also mentioned by comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who spoke on January 22nd about Trump talking about her after her name was floated as possible vice president.
Trump also can't seem to pronounce the name of his possible running mate, Elise Stefanik.
Do you see that, the three people? How good did Elise Stefanik do?
I love that little pause when he sees the name on the teleprompter. He's like, up, here we go. Elise Stefanik do.
Mid-Eastern News reports that protesters who want Representative Pat Ryan to back a ceasefire in the war in Gaza repeatedly interrupted his speech at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast on January 24th. Protesters waved signs outside of the event and inside. They shouted over his speech. Mid-Hudson News got video from the protesters of the interruptions.
Pat Ryan, how many more Palestinians have to be killed?
Before you call for a ceasefire! Before you call this a genocide!
Ceasefire now!
Please just stay in your seat and keep our attention on the congressman. Thank you.
In anticipation.
Representative Ryan, we worked so hard to arrest him. When are you going to represent us?
I'm a Jewish Ulster County resident. I'm your constituent, and we want ceasefire. Ceasefire now!
Why are you allowing the mass displacement and murder of innocent people with
ceasefire now? Ceasefire now!
Shame! Shame!
I will promise you my first answer.
Pat Ryan, why are you on this
topic? If you allow
military aid in Israel, while Ulster County residents are facing a housing crisis.
Pro-Palestinian protesters have regularly marched outside Ryan's Kingston office calling for a ceasefire. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro from the neighboring 19th congressional district holds similar views of the conflict as Ryan, but is not seeing as many protesters at his events or offices. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.